I was thinking about during this time of complexity and fear, just songs started going off in my head, and this one was my grandfather's. He sang this song. He had a scratchy throat, but he loved to sing. His motto was, if you can't sing good, sing loud, and he did. But I love this song. I want to sing it for you. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. This past week, I was meeting with my life group. Our new normal is a screen now as a life group, and there are all the faces. And I said, how can I pray for you? There's a doctor with his family practice, and a wealth manager, and construction, and high-tech industry, and they begin to tell me their stories and tell me what's robbing their peace. And I just felt like praying for them, because that's a microcosm, a picture of what's going on in the community, the country, and the world. So I pray God's peace upon you. Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Thank you, Jesus. Peace in the middle of the storm. One day Jesus was preaching his most famous message called Sermon on the Mount. And I've been there, and some of you have been there with me. And when you stand on this elevated place, you look down where the crowd would have been, and it goes right into the Sea of Galilee. And it, on this particular day that we went, it was so peaceful and so beautiful. And the sun shining upon that beautiful lake and sparkling, gorgeous. This is what Jesus was looking at when he was teaching the crowds. But what they couldn't see is what Jesus saw. A storm was coming, and it was a fierce, fierce storm. It was a storm to the nation, and it was a storm to the disciples. It was going to be a ferocious time where all of their faith would be tested. And Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, talks about that storm that they couldn't see. Matthew 7 and 24, he says this, anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against the house, it won't collapse. Why? Because it is built on bedrock. Now the Lord is going to compare and contrast a different set of people. Not three sets, just two. Here's the second set. Anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. And when the rains and floods come and the winds beat against the house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. There's no way they could have known the storm that was coming. We couldn't have imagined when we stood in January and looked to the year that this storm would come to us. But here it is. People have asked me, is this God punishing the world, or is this Satan trying to destroy the world? And the answer is, I don't know. His ways are so much higher than ours. We can see a few little things, but is this God or Satan? I don't know. Here's what I do know. If you're built up on the rock, you will survive the storm. When I was a young believer, I erroneously thought that I would be exempted from rain and wind and sadness and loss. The truth of Jesus' story is this: rain comes to both houses. Whether you're built on the rock or whether you're built on the sand, we all experience the wind, the flooding waters, the turbulence, and we are all experiencing this now. We are all in this together, those of people with faith and those who do not have faith. Jesus even said in Matthew 5 and 45, "For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike." The storm comes to both believer and unbeliever. How do you know you even have faith? I want to make this declaration to you. You don't even know you have faith until you encounter a storm. A storm is what tells you if your faith is solid or not. The storm comes to everybody. You can't stop the storm, but you can trust the foundation. Rain comes to everybody. The second thing Jesus wants us to gather from his teaching is this: that the way that God reveals himself to you is through the foundation. A lot of people are forecasting. A lot of people are saying this will last for this long or that long, or this will cause this to happen or that. A lot of forecasting. Jesus said this about the storm: though it comes to you and it's howling and it's fierce and it's unsettling, the foundation forecasts the future. How do I know that I will survive this storm? If I am built upon the rock. Jesus said, if you're built upon the rock, which is my teachings or the word of God, the house is going to stand. If you're not built upon my teachings, it's going to be a great collapse. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Is he rock solid in your life? You can know him. And in just a few moments, we're going to pray that he becomes the Lord of your life. Do you know it takes the same energy to worship as it does to worry? I can put my energy in one of two places, in worship or worry. I choose to put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ in an unshakable kingdom, and I choose to worship. I love what this pastor said. He said, fear is faith in the wrong kingdom. Love that. My faith is my belief, and belief precedes behavior. I believe that God is in control. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. It should affect my behavior. My behavior in how I present myself to my family, in how I present myself to the community, in how I hoard, a panic buying, all that is a belief system that's built upon sand. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, it will bring you an unprecedented, the Bible says, illogical peace. And so I want to caution you not to play what if scenarios. What if scenarios are built in fear? If this doesn't happen, what if that happens? What if the economy doesn't bounce back? What if, you know what? There is no peace in what ifs. All you do is take it one day at a time. I know we've been in lockdown for a little while, and sometimes they're forecasting saying it's going to last for X number of days, and we go, oh, I can't do this. I can't look out there a month from now and saying we're going to be. Don't do that. Don't let your mind go to what if scenarios. Stay right here in this moment. God is going to give you enough grace for the day that you're in. Jesus said, pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then watch this. Give us this day our daily, not weekly, not monthly, not annual bread, daily bread. He's going to give you enough bread for the day that you're in. Thank you, Lord. My foundation forecasts the future. John 14 and 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Lord, give me your peace. My peace I give you. Oh, Lord, I need your peace. Peace in the middle of the storm. Lastly, leverage your strength for the needs of others. As you put your faith in Jesus Christ and know that the howling winds are going to pass, this is a season and it's going to pass. When you walk out and look at the landscape of what the storm did to other people's marriages and finances and emotional well-being, when you as a believer survey the landscape of what this storm did, you understand that you step into this. This is your time as a believer, and this is our finest hour as the church. You are contagious. I am contagious. Be a contagious carrier of hope. People need hope. And so what I want you to do is, anyone you interact with, I want you to ask them two questions. Are you okay? And how can I pray for you? Are you okay? And how can I pray for you? I taught this to you this past Sunday, and many of you did this. I heard the most amazing story by one of our leaders in the church who does a lot of business with a gentleman who lives in another state. And they have never broken down that firewall between faith and business. You know, you just keep that firewall up. But on this particular day, that firewall came down when at the end of the business conversation, the life family person said, "Are you okay? And how can I pray for you?" And the person on the other end of that conversation, a former pro hockey player, a CEO of a hedge fund, paused for a moment and said, "My marriage is failing, and my wife just gave me divorce papers. Can you pray for me?" So that conversation would have never happened before that you got permission by standing on the rock to say, "Are you okay? And how can I pray for you?" "Are you okay?" just shows you care. Because that's the greatest loneliness of all, isn't it? It's not isolation. It's that nobody cares. "Are you okay? And how can I pray for you?" Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, "There's a storm coming. It's going to beat against the windows. The waves are going to rise. Great is this storm. But if you're built on the rock, my faith is in Jesus Christ. When this season passes, you'll have a great story to tell." When this storm is just a story, what will our story be? What will your family story be? We came closer together and we helped someone. What will the story of the community be? We survived this together and we helped a whole bunch of people. What will the story of life family be? That we stayed connected through our online worship and we impacted the lives of thousands of people in this community. That's what our story will be. So I want you to do one thing. You can't fix everybody's situation. 3.5 million people have filed for unemployment in the United States. 3.5 million. I can't help everybody. Here's what I want you to do. Do for one what you can't do for all. The wait staff of the person, the single parent, you know they're hurting. Do for one what you can't do for all. We can't all do everything, but we can all do something. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Now I want to pray for you, those of you that are greatly afraid. Lord, come by your Holy Spirit and touch people's hearts. Help them know that you're very present. Activate faith in us, Lord, to know that you see us and you hear us. Lord, give us your peace in Jesus' name. And now I want to pray for you who do not know the Lord as Jesus Christ. You've heard about him. Maybe when you're a kid, you went to church somewhat, but he's not the rock of your life. And this storm outside is frightening you. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Put your hand on your heart like this and pray. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Cover me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I accept you right now as Lord and Savior. Help me, Lord. Help my mind. Help my heart. Help my finances. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer with me for the first time or prayed that prayer not in a long time, take out your phones and text FOLLOW to 22999. Text FOLLOW to 22999. I can't wait to get those.